Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the great Stephen Julian, broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And Stephen, how are you doing this morning, my little traitor friend of mine?
I am not a traitor friend. I'm a friend of yours, but
I'm driving
not a
in this morning. Oh, hey, folks, gracious. I'm driving in this morning, and I'm listening to, I work for a sports radio station in Atlanta as well. I'm listening to my competition because I have to check out the competition. And who's on the other station but Stephen Julian?
And I won tickets, so...
To what, a sporting event?
I did. I won tickets to a sporting event. Did the little quick three comments. I've called your radio station. I enjoy calling when you and Harper are together.
You know how you can get out of trouble?
How?
Take me to the game.
That would be that. You know what? We might have to do that. And by the way, happy December. We try to be a timeless show, but since you're going to talk about me being a traitor, I'll say happy December because it is an award-winning show because are we not celebrating the three-year anniversary of Gwinnett Business Radio?
3 years.
In business radio.
We've done this for 3 years. Wow.
You've done it for 3 years. Congratulations,
yes.
Sir. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Well done.
And we're completely boring our guests right now.
Yeah, we so need to get to it. Yeah, let's get to the good stuff.
It's going to be a good show today. We've got three wonderful guests joining us from Breakout Atlanta. Jake Lacey is in the building. From Zoe Auto Body, Stephanie Forrester, and Mike Cohen from Transportation Specialists Group. And we're going to start with Jake Lacey from Breakout Atlanta. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. All right, Breakout Atlanta. This is exciting stuff. Tell us what your company does, where you're located, all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Breakout Atlanta is a real-life escape adventure. So picture this. You're locked in a room for 60 minutes with friends, family, coworkers, and you have to solve riddles, clues, and puzzles all in the nick of time to get a final code to break out. So it's a lot of fun. We have three different themed rooms that you can choose from. So as a business leader or, as a small group of friends or family member, it's great for team building and things like that.
This is not scary or anything. I mean, or it's a theme.
Scary enough, maybe.
Scary
yeah,
enough.
Exactly. I mean, if you find the idea of being locked in a room for 60 minutes scary, then yeah, it could be a little bit scary. One of our themes is called the kidnapping theme. And it could be considered scary, but it's more like Disney scary, I would say, than Hunger Games scary. So it's a lot of fun. The kidnapping theme is you wake up and you've been kidnapped. And so that's the idea.
Okay. And we actually have some audio so people can kind of get an idea of what to expect. And here it is from Breakout Atlanta.
Hello, my friends. You're probably wondering why you're here. I'd be more worried about getting out. I will give you a sporting chance. 1 hour to escape. I've given you all the tools you need to escape. Are you clever enough to use them? If you fail, you will never get another opportunity. Let the game begin.
Now this sounds like fun.
That does sound like fun. So Jake, I'm gonna latch on to what I just heard because you talk about being locked in a room. So everybody gets a picture of that. And since we aren't there, and since we haven't, since I'm interested in visiting, what can I expect when I walk into the room? The guy talks about I've given you all the tools. I'm assuming it's not just a blank room. There are things inside. So give a little bit of a picture of at least one of the rooms and what we'll see when we walk in the room.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the great thing about the kidnapping room is when you walk in, you actually won't see anything because you'll be blindfolded.
Nice.
And we'll walk you in there. The idea of the room is you wake up, quote unquote, and you realize you've been kidnapped. And the previous victims of the kidnapper have left clues throughout the room in order to help you escape before the kidnapper returns in an hour. So after we play the intro video, you're allowed to take off your blindfold and start playing the game. So one of your first tasks is to break out of handcuffs. And then you start finding clues that one leads to another. It's very linear in concept. And so once you figure one thing out, it'll lead to the next thing and it'll get you a final code to break out. Yeah, so it's cool. It's a fun twist on team building. We've had a lot of businesses come in, bring departments. You know, they get to have a fun time together, and it really exposes team dynamics a whole lot. So it's really neat to see.
What size teams can fit in these rooms and do go through the process?
Yeah, anywhere from 2 to 8 people. And so what a lot of businesses will do that have more than that is they will do all three rooms at the same time.
Right, different challenges. Yeah.
Exactly. So if they have 24 people, you know, they'll split up in the three different rooms, see who can get out faster, that type of thing.
So obviously corporate team building is a great market for you guys. With groups as small as 2, is this a good date? Is this a good date night to do?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of interesting when we see groups of 2 come through on dates. They really enjoy it because it's, you know, you're not just sitting there having dinner together or sitting next to each other watching a movie. You're interacting a whole lot. You know, you have the challenge of communication. And so in order to really be successful, you got to communicate well. You got to investigate everything in the room and you have to communicate with each other, let each other know what you find. Someone brings a different perspective into it. And so, yeah, it's either really great for relationships or really bad for relationships.
That's a good point.
But the good thing is someone's always watching. We have a game master. There's a camera in every corner of the room. And so people aren't going to get too far down an objective road before they realize, wait, someone's watching us right now. We better shape up. So
I want that job. I want to be the game master. That's pretty cool.
You are the game master here at Business Radio.
I want to be the game master at Breakout Atlanta. You've got some other themes there as well. Talk about, in fact, we've got some audio here. We could play either the Museum Heist or Casino Royale.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you play the Casino Royale? This is a James Bond-esque type theme.
Okay, here we go.
MI6 agents. For the last year, 007 has been trailing a man by the name of François Olivier, a known arms dealer, with ties to the deadly criminal organization, the Syndicate. 007 followed Olivier to the famous Casino Royale in Monaco, where he went dark and has not been heard from since. Because the casino is controlled by the same criminal organization, you will have only 1 hour to enter the casino, locate a hidden map with the Syndicate's location, and escape. In order to find the Syndicate's location, you must first identify the alias 007 was using. Remember, you have only 1 hour to find this information and escape with your lives. Good luck.
So there's some thinking involved here. You're not, you know, you...
Well, I guess this might be the toughest question you get asked, Jake, about this, but... obviously, you're trying to build team building and thinking and doing hard things. Is there a good success rate? I'm sure you want people more to be successful than not be successful, but are there people who don't get out?
Yeah, that's a great question. Each room has a different success rate. Right now, it's roughly 45%. So 45% of people successfully break out. And, you know, because it is challenging. We want it to be challenging enough
right.
to where you don't feel like it's so easy that a kid could do it. But we don't want you to feel, you know, like an idiot either.
Well,
you know?
It's also, that's a great business tool too, because I bet there are some corporate teams that go through and fail and go, we got to do that again. When can we come back? We're going to do it right now. We want to buy another hour. So I would imagine there's a little bit of opportunity to resale there too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it brings out people's competitive juices. You know, they feel like they got so close, which most teams really do. If they don't break out, they get super close. And so we want to come in and help them see just exactly what they missed. Show them, you know, what it would have taken to get those few extra steps.
I would have said, don't tell me. Just when can I come back and do this again? Yeah. I know I was close enough.
Exactly.
We're talking with Jake Lacey with Breakout Atlanta, located in Peachtree Corners, Georgia. After an hour, if you get out, and whatever time it is before the hour, is there like, you know, champagne and, you know, things that pop and confetti.
Show him what he's won, Mike.
And conversely, if you don't get out, the lights come on and horns blow and, you know, loser. I mean, what happens at the 1 hour mark, whether you get out or not?
Yeah, exactly. Well, when you break out, you'll have a very excited game master waiting for you there at the door to cheer you on, you know, pat you on the back. You get your picture made and you get put up on our wall of fame. We put every photo on Facebook. If you don't break out and, you know, the countdown clock ends, we'll kind of open the door, slowly open the door, and just kind of...
the walk of shame.
You were so close. Yeah.
And you get pelted with water balloons.
You know, you should take pictures of the people that don't get out, put them on Facebook. That would encourage them to try a little harder.
Oh, we do. We do. We give them a sign that says, so close, and, you know, take that picture and put them up, just to let people know, hey, not everybody breaks out.
Right.
It's challenging, so that you know you got to bring your A game.
So Casino Royale, there's the kidnapping, there's a museum heist. What are some other themes that you have?
Yeah, and also currently we're actually working on construction of our fourth room. It's called Island Escape. The idea of the theme there is that you and your family are on an island for vacation, and all of a sudden the volcano starts erupting. Everybody has made it off successfully except your family. And you have to find the keys to the last boat on the island, get in the boat, start it up, and get off the island before the lava engulfs you.
Mike likes to ask this question of a lot of the business owners that we've interviewed, and I think it's very fitting for you guys. So you're talking about adding a fourth room. What are some of the other expansion plans? Will there be opportunities to take existing rooms and go, okay, we've been running that for about a year or two, now let's change it up? You know, how do you guys grow? Where do you see yourselves moving forward?
Yeah, that's a great question. We see the shelf life of a room being roughly 12 to 18 months, just depending on how much traffic we get through it. And we have a few rooms in the queue that can really transition out well with our current themes. So right now, there's a hostage theme that we have working that will transition out our kidnapping room really well. So it's going to be a similar feel, but different clues, different secret features and tricks and things like that. So that's currently what we're working on right now.
You talk about team building, birthday parties, things like that. So I assume there's plenty of room for food. Do you offer the food there like that, or do people need to bring it? Talk about what else is around, just the games itself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a huge hit with birthday parties.
So it could be all-inclusive.
Honestly.
I mean, the food's there, so we can...
We don't currently have food there, but... Okay. We're really flexible and we allow people to cater in or bring food in. We've even had people, you know, surprise others with a birthday cake once they finish the game, you know, bring in the birthday cake with the candles and do that whole number there. So, birthday parties, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties. Like we've had, you know, all types of groups of people come through.
If you don't get out and you then... people are going to give you a birthday cake, then they say, well, we were going to add ice cream, but you didn't get out. So just the cake.
Sorry.
But that's still good.
I'm starting to hear more and more about this kind of stuff. I mean, this is becoming the next popular thing, it seems like.
Yeah, it really is.
Is there anything else like this in Atlanta yet, or are you one of the first?
There are a few others. Yeah, there's a few other different types of escape rooms doing a great job.
But none as good as Breakout Atlanta. Come on.
We like to think so. We focus a lot on high-end technology and really fun, surprising features that happen.
Well, some of your competition, Mystery Dinner Theater would be something I would think of that I've heard of, but there are a couple of mystery rooms, I guess. But let's be clear. I mean, is there anything specifically like Breakout where a little more pressure, a little more, adrenaline pumping, a little bit more like that. That's the unique part of what you guys do. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
You're not going to have the handcuffs and the blindfolds.
Right.
Mystery theater.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true.
You had me at the blindfold
and corner.
Handcuffs.
We have the corner on blindfolds and handcuffs. So yeah.
And if you're going to have a corner, that's a good corner to have.
By the way, we're going to try to get out there and see Jake and experience this firsthand. But one of our show hosts said, what happens if I don't know about if I want to be blindfolded or handcuffed?
Yeah, that's true. Honestly, we kind of gauge from people's reaction once we tell them, because if you go online and watch the video and go to breakoutatlanta.com, you can tell that that's probably what's going to happen. It doesn't explicitly say that. But as we introduce it to the crews that are coming through, and if anybody's hesitant, we always say, hey, it's completely optional. If you know you don't want to be handcuffed or confined like that or blindfolded, you know, just stay where you are until people are able to get out of their handcuffs, you know, and they're great with that. We've had a few times. Honestly, fewer times than I thought would happen. Most of the time people are excited. So
yeah, well, sounds like a lot of fun. How can people, how can groups, how can companies book rooms? How do they do that?
Yeah, great. Breakoutatlanta.com is where everything happens. So you can book games, you can check availability, look at schedules, choose which room that you want to do for your crew. We are located in Peachtree Corners, right at the corner of Spalding and Holcomb Bridge. It's just 4 miles north of 285 and about 5 miles east of 400. So we're right there in the middle of everything that's happening right there in Peachtree Corners, kind of on the Norcross border. But yeah, breakoutatlanta.com is really the best way to check things out. Also, our Facebook page, we throw a lot of updates on there.
And I'm assuming daytime hours and evening hours.
Yes, daytime hours and evening hours. During the day is usually when we have most of our business traffic. Companies will book, you know, rooms in the morning, and then they'll go have lunch and discuss what they experienced in the room, or they'll come in the late afternoon. They'll go through a room together, and then they'll have dinner and discuss sort of what they experienced in the room, talk about the team dynamics and the things that they've noticed. So one thing that we try to do specifically is, as game masters, really focus and pull out little leadership lessons that we can see happening in the room, the way that people are interacting together, seeing how the team dynamics are working, see how people are complementing each other and things like that. So it's a lot of fun to see. People get really excited when you point out things that they've done well in the room. So that's really cool.
Weekends as well?
Yeah, weekends, absolutely. Okay. We're open 9 a.m. and our last games go off at about 11:30 night. So yeah, open early and open late.
And cost-wise?
Yeah, it's $25 per person, which sits right below competition. We feel like it's priced perfectly for what they're going to experience and what they're going to get. So, yeah.
Great. Jake, give us the website one last time.
Yeah, it's breakoutatlanta.com. And then all of our social media handles are at breakoutatlanta, so Instagram and Twitter.
All right. We're looking forward to getting out there sometime soon and definitely experiencing it. So it sounds like a lot of fun. Will be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. Can't wait to have y'all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it. Jake Lacy with Breakout Atlanta here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, before you go to your next guest, I just want to interrupt you, which I love to do any chance I get to.
You do it very well.
I do. I do. I just want to let you know about Speed Pro Imaging.
And I do it to you too.
Yes, you do. You do it. You do an even better job of it with me than I do with you. So, Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand
out. I do
out.
A good job.
You
of
do.
Interrupting you, yes.
That's right. And Speed Pro Imaging is going to call you if you interrupt me one more time. So, Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta.
I won't do that again.
They help businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it. As the industry leader for large-scale printing, they deliver impactful images that share a message, attract attention, and reinforce your brand. To find out more, visit speedpromarietta.com and tell them that Mike will not interrupt while they're getting great graphics from Speed Pro Imaging.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What were you saying now?
Well, no, that's all right. No. The listeners were. And they're going to call Speed Pro
Imaging. And anybody who might be watching on YouTube, the great wall graphics behind us were all from Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta. All right, our next guest.
I'll tell you who was listening to you, Mike. Stephanie Forrester from Zoe Auto Body.
Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me, Stephen.
You know.
Stephanie Forrester. Zoe, you did the introduction. Fine, Zoe. Stephanie, whatever.
Oh, man, you blew it. Stephanie. So we want to welcome Stephanie Forrester from Zoe Auto Body.
You.
And you know what? I'll do the first question, Mike.
You could do the whole interview right now.
Oh, well.
I'm just going to.
Stephanie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Listen, we always ask the same question of every business owner, so I'm going to ask it of you. Tell us all about Zoe Auto Body, what you guys do, where you guys are located, and what sets you apart.
All right. I'll be glad to do that. We are located in Sugar Hill, Georgia. The address is 175 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, right in Sugar Hill, Buford, Suwannee area. Great location, great visibility off of Peachtree Industrial. I think what sets us apart is we are a family-owned business. The guys that work there, it's their livelihood. I mean, it's their family business. You know, everybody's related. They adopted me. I'm not related. The owner of the company is Jamie Acosta. And they just have kind of brought me on board. About a year ago, the business has been around for 4 years at that location. So
now, as an auto body shop, what's the breadth of what you guys do? What's the spectrum of what
we offer? Free estimates from anything from a very small scratch to here lately, we've had a lot of deer hits, unfortunately. you know, if customers come in and say that deer hit me. So, you know, it just depends from, you know, an animal, like a small scratch, a fender bender, all auto body repair. So,
and you also do some painting as well.
Yes, we are certified with PPG. I'll give them a little plug for the paint that we order. Definitely.
I'm going to ask this question. I'm sorry, I interrupted you again, Mike. As a family-owned business, uh-huh. and it's called Zoe Auto Body.
That's correct.
Is there a story behind the name Zoe?
Yes. Jamie, the owner, was supposed to have a girl, and he had a boy instead, and he decided to still keep the name as Zoe, but it was going to be for his daughter.
So instead it became for his business.
Instead it became for the business.
The other baby in the family. I like that. There you go. That's good. Great story.
Little Birdie told me that estimates are free.
Estimates are free.
I mean, that's kind of rare in the business.
And right on target. As soon as somebody walks in, they need an estimate. Generally, there's somebody there that can do that for them right away.
Now, tell us about your role in the company. Are you out there, you know, pounding away at auto bodies and doing the painting?
I'm trying to. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to. I'm on the phone a lot with insurance adjusters, sending supplements, doing marketing like this, going to business alliances where I met Mike and found out about this great show.
Which was the highlight of her night, by the way.
That was the highlight of my night. Yeah, he told me I was very entertaining and we were drinking a little bit of alcohol. So I thought, oh, Jesus, did I embarrass myself?
And then we talked about handcuffs and blindfolds, but that's another story.
I don't know. That's
we had
story.
That story already today. So you already do everything for the business. So naturally, you're going to go out and start working on the cars too. I like it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to learn how to do the cars.
Office manager and chief poobah and get
there
everything done.
There you go.
You've got all the certifications on the wall. I know your technicians and stuff are certified.
Everybody's certified.
But something that I read is a lifetime warranty.
That's correct. On any work that we do. Yes.
Any work you do, what does that mean?
Meaning that...
I mean...
Well, Mike, when someone is a lot... No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I would like to say this.
It just seems like that's too good to be true.
Is that rare in the industry of auto body repair?
Honestly, we have not, to the best of my knowledge, had anybody come back that was not satisfied. So...
That, so 20 years later, if they still have that car...
You know, 5 to 10 years. I think that's reasonable.
5 to 10 years.
Yeah, and so if anything goes wrong with the work you guys did, you guys will repair it for
free. We will honor it, yes.
Now, so let me ask this. I don't know if you are aware of this. There are a couple other auto body repair shops in the Atlanta area and the Gwinnett area.
No.
I know. It's shocking, isn't it?
It's horrible, isn't it?
So the lifetime warranty is probably one of the ways that you guys stand out. What are, you know, is it, do you guys have, what are some of the other things that set you guys apart as far as, you know, everybody certified? Are there certain levels of certification and you guys exceed those? Kind of talk about I guess the estimate, or is it kind of is the industry known as, well, you get one estimate, but then a lot of times it turns out being more and you guys don't do that. What are some of the things?
Again, we'll offer free estimates right on the spot from anything to a small ding fender bender to the deer hits.
Do other auto body shops charge for estimates?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think they do. I think some probably do. Yeah. So free estimates.
I know some do because I've experienced that. I'll put my hand up.
Yeah, we'll always give you a free estimate and we'll always work with all insurance companies.
If you take that honor off my supplements, plate, holy cow, where do I sign up?
Honor supplements. I actually had a woman call me today and said, you know, and this has actually happened twice this week where we've had two vehicles that have had sentimental value. You know, the husband... You know, it was left to him from the father passing away. So a lady called me today. She said, you know, I have an older Mazda Miata and we want to keep it in the family. It was, you know, has sentimental value. I have an estimate. Can you do better? Yes. We're going to try to make you happy. We're going to try to do better. You know, and I think that's just something that we really try to strive for. And again, we're fortunate that we have a family that sets hours upon hours and two shifts of, you know, people that come in the morning and then people that work in the evenings. We want to get the car back to you as soon as possible. We know it's inconvenient for you to be without your vehicle and have to get a rental, and we understand that. So we try the best we can to get it back to you in a timely manner.
You mentioned the Mazda. I mean, some body shops and, you know, repair shops only work on domestic cars and so forth. Do you guys specialize in any one area, or you can do pretty much anything?
Pretty much anything.
Okay. How did Stephanie get involved with it? You said you were adopted by Jamie's family.
I was adopted by the family.
How did you, what was your background? How did you get to where you are today?
Sales and marketing for different companies. and actually was just contacted from a representative from PPG, the paint company, and said, hey, I know somebody that could use you, you know, if you want to venture out from what you're doing. And that's kind of how it happened. It kind of fell in my lap. So I was blessed.
Now, Zoe Auto Body has been around 4 years. Mm-hmm. Where does, and I don't know if you can speak for Jamie, but where does the family see the business growing, multiple locations? What does the future hold for Zoe
Auto Body? I
think
he does want to open another spot down the road. He originally started out in Norcross, and then we were able to get the shop that we have now. It's huge. It's 10,000 square feet. We do have security 24/7, and it's gated all the way around. So if you do bring your nice car, Jamie drives a Corvette. 2015, I'm sorry, Corvette, super nice. Anyway, it's totally secure all the time. So
Jamie makes sure of that with that 2015 Corvette.
Yeah, he makes sure. It's beautiful.
But what I like is it's like almost like the Walmart of car repair, because you mentioned the painting, but also you have a technician or person that there specializes in glass as well.
That's correct.
What don't you do at Zoe Auto Repair?
Mike, that's a hard question.
Okay, well then I'll
ask. Like to think that we do everything that we can to keep the customers happy.
I come in and you're going to have my car for a couple days. Do you have rentals or can you help me there?
I can definitely help you. Yes.
So I'm sorry. I'm going to ask the stupid question now. So go ahead and start heaping abuse on me, Mike. But it is just in auto and body. You do not necessarily do the repairs on cars. It's really just scratch and wrecks.
Yes, we don't do a lot of the mechanical work.
Okay.
Not yet. We're working.
Oh, I like that.
We're looking into that. Definitely, that's something that we're opening, trying to keep open as an option.
Yeah, if you guys are the best at one particular area, then you're not going to do the other part until you're sure you can do it the best. And so take your time, and when you guys are ready, you'll already have tons of satisfied customers go, now you'll fix my car? Awesome.
Exactly.
You have to, because I've used the repair word a couple times already.
Well, that's why I brought up the question, but that's okay.
He keeps me honest.
Keeps
me in line. give us your location again, Stephanie, and then the website where folks can find out more about Zoe Auto Body. I keep saying auto repair. Auto Body.
It's 175 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard in Sugar Hill, right off of Peachtree Industrial.
Is that
zip
just
code
south?
30518, right off of Highway 20.
Just south of Highway 20.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got it.
People who've gone up Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, they know exactly where it is.
Very convenient. And call, ask for Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's
also people there that are fluent in Spanish. So you
That's
can
correct.
Serve really the whole community.
Yes.
Sounds great. Well, Stephanie, continued success. Thank you for coming and sharing more about Zoe Auto Body. And don't tell Jamie that I said it was auto repair.
I won't.
But maybe I'm just ahead of the game a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Did we give a phone number? I'm sorry. That's my other dumb question. Did we give the phone number?
770-932-0530.
She is so accommodating. She'll do anything to help anybody at any time.
That's good. I was going to say, does she want to read the next little promo item?
The next person, the next guest?
Well, I was going to say, or we have this promo to talk about a Subaru of Gwinnett because we're in the Subaru of Gwinnett studios.
Subaru of Gwinnett.
Would you like to read the promo or not?
Why not?
I love it. Yes. We're getting a little bit of a tradition here.
All right. Let's see if I can do it. I can't.
Okay. That's all right. You know what? She was willing to help.
I got some reading glasses
okay.
over here.
I need some reading glasses. I'm embarrassing myself.
Hey. I'm right there with you, sister. Right there with you.
All right. Well, you were willing to help. So that's
Stephanie,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you know what I love? I love that she was willing to help. And love is what makes a Subaru.
You know what I like about it? She was honest about it, because the other day at the chamber, they asked me to come up and do some things. I couldn't read a thing.
So what did you do?
It was embarrassing. Oh, the chamber, Vince over at this chamber was giving me a hard time and everybody was laughing.
Well, you know what? Vince can't, well, anyway, I won't say that. So, all right. But we love you, Mike. And I love that Stephanie was willing to help me. And love is what makes a Subaru. You know what, Mike? You can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. Our next and final guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio from Transportation Specialists Group, Mike Cohen. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm going to ask you a real tough question to start off. Okay. Tell us all about Transportation Specialists Group.
So we're a third-party logistics company, and we work with manufacturers and distributors across the country in saving them time and money on their freight. Everything we do, it's transparent. So we do a free analysis on the front end to determine if it went to bid, what kind of savings, the savings impact we can drive from the RFP, because the program is completely funded by the savings. We offer back office support. We've got a technology platform. So we kind of become a back office support staff for the company, whether they're in California or here in Duluth, it really doesn't matter. But there's nobody out there that in my almost 10 years with the company that has outdone us as far as the bidding process. It may happen, but it hasn't as of yet. And, I've gone up against a lot of competitors that are smaller and larger. So it's worked out great. But, being that everything is transparent, people know exactly where they stand. We show them the net rates. We use their current rates as the benchmark and their savings, and literally line by line, they will see whether we save them $2 or $200, and we share in that savings.
Mike, I'm now getting on a string of dumb questions, I think, but your description of what the company does is fantastic. And I think manufacturers would listen to that and go, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about. But for someone who's not a manufacturer like me, kind of break it down. If I were a manufacturer, I would call you and kind of walk me through the process of where you would start with me and what that first meeting would look like.
Okay. So the initial, I'm out there to do fact finding because we don't want to waste anybody's time. And I've been in the business 25 years. So I've worked for some of the major carriers, and then I've been on this side. So I know all the tricks and all the nonsense that goes on. So, I'll ask a few questions, and typically it will lead to me asking for about 3 months worth of data, and we'll analyze it and determine, because we do not resell rates like a lot of my competitors. If you resell rates and somebody is shipping out mats or water or business cards, if you had this blanket pricing in place, it's not going to pinpoint the specifics of that product. And we pinpoint the specifics. And when they're done with us, they're going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, whether or not there's an opportunity. Nobody can outdo us because everything we put down is very detailed in the RFP process, and everything is legitimate. It's like these carriers, these pricing people, and all these corporations are in the warehouse. They see the freight, they know where it goes, they know the characteristics, they know all the nuances of it, and we spell that out. And at the end of the day, there's got to be enough savings to drive the program. And if anything I'm telling people is untrue, they're going to figure it out on the first invoice and they're going to fire us. So the long and the short of it is, it really starts with a free analysis.
Right, and so the way they're going to pay you is through the savings they're going to get from using you rather than either going directly to the shipper or buying these resale rates that you're talking about. And I guess the other thing you would say, and what you're saying also, is it's the most open pricing out there.
Yes.
Nobody else is showing, hey, do you really want to understand every nut and bolt about,
yes,
and figure out what you're paying and how you're getting it?
It's like getting a free checkup. You'll know. I have got a customer down on the south side, and they were using a large competitor. And, what happens is everybody says, well, we're going to save you all this money. Trust me. So they were dealing with this company for like 6 years, and I said, everything's transparent. He said, transparent? I said, yeah, that was it. I sold him on the transparency. We projected 26% savings. It came back at about 35% savings. So for 6 years, he was saving all this money, supposedly. But, you know exactly where you stand. Then every year we rebid if we need to. We reach out. It's everything is custom done for each manufacturer or distributor.
All right. Yeah. So now I'm going to run the risk of getting in the weasel. This is fascinating. So in my day job, I do investment. So I return on investment is a huge, it's a major topic. That's why I'm showing a lot of excitement
about
it.
Right.
And you said something about people who resell rates. So I guess the first question is this very unique what you're doing again among your competitors? And is your competitors just brokers who are just doing these resale rates, or is your competitors the actual shipping companies who don't want everything being transparent?
Well, we're a big national account for all the big carriers out there, like YRC and Southeastern and so on and so forth. We handle somewhere around $150 million of freight.
Wow.
So they look at us as a giant opportunity. But I know what goes on with those carriers. They raise the rates every 10 or 12 months. It's on their tariff. on their rate chart. And on that rate chart, they can manipulate it any way they want. We use a Zarlite rate base from January 1999. And in that rate base, we take the control away from the carriers.
Okay.
You don't want the carriers in control. I mean, we work with them, but I was there for 15 years. I know.
They like that you bring in business, but you're also working for the person on the other end and saving them money.
Oh, we're working totally directly. Yeah, we're shippers. Yeah. We call it a shipper's agent. We work for them. So we, you know, and again, we talk about the savings, but the soft cost savings, we do all the auditing, we pay the bills, all the nuisance work. If you have an issue with a shipment, it may be interruptions 2 and 3 and 4 times per occurrence. It may last for weeks. It's an email over to us. Our team of customer service folks, they take care of it. You know, it's really a lot of soft. I mean, we lead with the hard costs because that's what typically funds the program. But and then the technology we get involved with, the business rules, we get involved with everybody from customer service to the accounting folks to all the finance people. And we typically sit down with C-level people because it's all about efficiencies at the end of the day.
We're talking with Mike Cohen with Transportation Specialists Group. And what I like that you bring to the table, Mike, is all the experience. You've seen it all from both ends. What brought you to TSG?
So back in 2001, we started back in 1999. So back in 2001, and they all came from one of the carriers. I was working for a company called Estes, and they didn't have any representation on calling on TSG. So I met one of the owners one day, and I just got involved in calling on them. And so we put together a whole bunch of proposals over the years, and they had asked me to come work for them a couple of years into it. And I decided not to at that point. But back in 2006, I took the leap, and it's been the best thing I've ever done. It totally opened my eyes. There was an incident that happened prior to me getting out of the freight side of it and working for this logistics company that was the perfect segue. And, you know, I'm all about helping people. So I got a call from somebody the other day that I met somebody at a networking meeting, and there's a guy starting a part-time business, and it's all about helping that guy because, you know, we're typically dealing with companies that spend on the less than truckloads is the biggest part of our business. It's the 1 to 6, 7 pallets of whatever type of freight goes in a box and gets shipped across the country or Canada. This guy's going to probably make a couple of shipments a year, but I want to educate him and try to help him make the right choices. He has an international shipment. We can handle that. And there's a lot of ways to bake pricing in and profits in for these international companies. We just cut to the chase. It's about longevity. Mitsubishi down the street here, we've been doing business with, I guess it's 12, 13 years now. So that's what it's all about. It's just being very straightforward. It's all about reputation. You know, you've got to be straightforward and honest with these folks. And, you know, I just try to help people. And
it's more than just saying, trust me. You're actually showing the yeah. numbers. So
we'll show you how to trust me yeah. before yeah. we even get started.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's about trust, but the numbers, yeah, because in our agreement, it basically says for any reason, if you're not happy, you can just fire us. So we have to, if anything I'm telling people is untrue, they're going to figure us out. And you'll figure it out with the first invoice because it's going to have all the details they ever wanted in there, and they can go double check it if they want.
And I love in your story that you mentioned Mitsubishi, which anyone who's in Gwinnett can't help right. but see that giant right. place. And then you say a guy who's only doing a couple shipments a year. So it's really anybody who needs the logistics of any type level of shipping. Now, so let me ask this question. Is it strictly located here in Georgia? Are you guys able to do this anywhere?
Anywhere. We had set up pricing for GoPro out west. You know, we had set up pricing. A better story might be Abbott Labs. Mm-hmm. It was about somewhere around 8, 9 years ago. All we did was set up an RFP and bid it out. That's all they hired us for. They still act as a reference today. I think the savings was up in the mid-30s. You know, and I'm not saying the savings is going to be in the 30s anymore. The carriers are in charge now because they're very busy. They're at full capacity. So they control it a little bit more. So it's, you know, it's important to get involved with somebody like us to help. At the end of the day, we're going to know what the market's going to bear, because the carrier's got to make enough money. There's got to be enough savings for this program to work. I mean, there have been very large situations that I've walked away from because there might have been 2 or 3% savings, but they could have just moved things a little bit differently, and they would have, they've eaten that up. And we don't want to play games with anybody, because, again, it's about reputation. It's about reputation with the carriers, too. We have an amazing reputation with the carriers, but we don't get any incentive from any carrier. So it's all about, who do you want to use after the RFP is done? We just give them scenarios to choose from.
Let me just jump on the RFP. I'm a manufacturer. I'm a business owner. I do some shipping. How often should I, you know, I mean, obviously after hearing this interview, they should call you. I mean, that's duh. But is that something, should they put their shipping out for RFPs, you know, for a proposal every couple of years, every year, every 3 years? What's the...
Okay, so initially we put one out to see what the market's going to bear. We pick carriers. Those carriers get awarded that business. So, you know, if it's a national bid, let's just say there's 50 or 60 carriers, from the little cartage guys that nobody knows to all the regionals to the national carriers. And they've got a location in California and Texas and maybe in New Jersey and here in Atlanta. You know, we will give them scenarios. And we don't want to put too many carriers, contract with too many carriers, because you don't want to break up that pie, because the carriers need to get something for the pricing they're going to put. You remember, it's 1999 rates. It's our fuel chart, which is about 60% lower than market. And there's some other, like, accessorial charges, those lift gates and other add-ons that we negotiate as well. So we put this whole thing out to bid, and we pick carriers. But you don't want to necessarily rebid it every year. If everybody's going to hold their pricing, we get one-year contracts from the carriers. If they're going to hold their pricing, you don't want to bring any attention to it. I just had somebody take an increase. I'm going to see him again next week. He's in the Tucker Stone Mountain area. It had been about 3 years, almost 3 years, since there was an increase. At the end of the day, it was 2.1%. If he would just use some carriers to take their place in a few scenarios, the impact is 0.04. 3 years in this marketplace where the carriers are controlled. So you don't want to bring any attention unnecessarily.
But again, that's where your soft dollar savings, you guys are going to help them navigate that stuff.
Yeah, I've got a very large account, and that is our main focus for them. They're big into technology. They do a lot of things in-house, and yeah, they ship out over $1 million a month. And they came to us and said, we want to work this agreement and look at things in a little different way. And their main, our expertise to them, and I'm talking to the owner and the CFO, is your ability to negotiate the market and know when to push the buttons. You know, we're not all created equally in this business. And I have not seen anybody that's been able to outdo us. And you've got to put legitimate information down, because if you say this, that, and the other 6 months later, what looked good is going to be a disaster.
Well, again, I kind of echo what Steven said. Duh, it's a no-brainer. I'm just echoing the duh part. But I mean, you know, I'm sure you have, you know, people thinking, why would I want to use a third-party logistics you know, when I go right to the carriers themselves? And the big message that's coming through loud and clear is that the analysis is free, and then the program is funded by the savings.
Yeah, but you know, you asked me that question, and the reason is you would need somebody, a high dollar person internally, that has the kind of relationships that we have. And I'm not saying you can't do it, but it's going to cost you a lot of money to bring on a total expert. But you run the risk. Do they have a relationship with 50 or 60 or 70 from every car? If they've got locations, our largest client does an upwards of $20 million a year and has hundreds of locations. So we act as a national call center. Do you know that little trucking company in Washington State or in upstate New York? Do you know those folks that can pinpoint some additional savings and quality issues that maybe they're having? So not to discount that you can't do it in-house, but companies typically need to focus on what they're selling and improving their processes. And you bring in a logistics person to make sure the freight gets out as quick as possible and as error-free as possible. So we're just a helping hand.
All right, the company Transportation Specialists Group, again, seems to be a no-brainer if you've got logistics and freight you've got to transfer and ship and so forth and move. Where can they get more information? I assume the website is a great place for information.
The website, but call me direct.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to people. So the number is 678-429-4787. Again, 678-429-4787. Give me a ring, or you can email me at mcohen, that's mcohen.tsg@comcast.net. And I'll answer anybody's question. And just listen, it's about trying to help. And if it's an opportunity for us, great. If it's an opportunity to help, that's great too.
That's wonderful. Mike, thanks so much for your time and sharing all the great stuff with Transportation Specialist Group.
Appreciate it.
All right. Mike Cohen here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Also, a big thank you to our other guest, Stephanie Forrester from Zoe Auto Body, and Jake Lacey with Breakout Atlanta. We'll be checking that out real soon as well, Stephen. Again, we're coming to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And a reminder, you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You can download this program or any of our shows on iTunes. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. Like us on Facebook. And, of course, check out our new YouTube channel at Business Radio X -Gwinnett. Stephen, any parting words?
Yeah, Mike, we're surprised you today. We've turned this studio into a breakout room. You have 60 minutes to get out, but I'm very confident that you can. Because we've got a logistics coordinator who will help us navigate. I think Mike can definitely help us with that. And if we break down on the way and have some problems, then Stephanie can can repair us and we'll get out.
What our guests don't know is that Jake set it up for everybody in here.
Right. So they'll all work together and it'll be great.
Yeah, we'll get to know each other real well once we get off the air.
And happy anniversary, Mike.
Thank you. You too, Stephen. Appreciate it. For Stephen and Lazarus, our producer here. Did I get that right?
No, it's Lazarus.
Ah, that's okay.
I got you, Z.
The nickname is going to stay Z. For now on, you are Z.
Or you could just learn to say his name right, Lazarus.
Too lazy.
Oh, man.
I'm Mike Salmon. As much as I hate to admit it right now, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Breakout.